In December of 2020, federal agents Lindsay and Ura approached Mr. Jeremy Brown at his home and asked him if he would be a paid informant for the government. They asked him to infiltrate some groups they were looking at involving concerns they had about an event in January. Mr. Brown recorded this conversation, and instead of working for the government on January 6th, he went on as many media outlets that would have him, starting in March of 2021, and played the recording. He named the agents and exposed what they wanted him to do.
So, it's no big deal. We decided to come out.
I've worked with JTTF before, so I'm familiar.
Might in the future.
So, see, there you have it. Well, you might in the future.
So we don't care which way you lean.
Right.
We just want to make sure that you're not targeting anybody and nobody's going to get hurt over the outcome in January. We love to hear from you. And again, I can't make any promises, but like, if you provide information that prevents something big, the government pays for that. Like, we think that we can help you, you can help us, and we can definitely, on this side of things, less aggravation. You're one of 19 people that we're going to knock on the door and say they're not home or they are home.
One of 19 people. These two guys, not the 58 other agents that he's about to explain that there's 60 of them in Tampa. But I'm just one of 19.
As a result of his righteous actions, the government had him arrested after an illegal search of his home on September of 2021. And after nearly 2.5 years in federal prison, Jeremy has filed for an appeal. Jeremy's legal team is presenting forensic evidence that show the unregistered explosive grenades and the national defense documents that Jeremy was said to have illegally been in possession of were planted in his home by government agents during an illegal search. The first thing the agents did when they entered Mr. Brown's home for their search was turn off all 14 recording devices, and none of these agents had any functioning body cameras. The only person recording was Jeremy's girlfriend, who recorded the arrest by Agent Lindsay and Ura, who instructed her to stop recording, which she did. They were very deliberate in making sure nothing was recorded during their search. During this search, they allegedly found 2 explosive grenades and a CD containing national defense documents, items that Mr. Brown denied knowing anything about. The grenades were tested for DNA, and the FBI's own experts found 2 male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of which were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has 2 dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took over 50 samples from his dogs, and determined that the hair on the grenade was not from his dogs. They found a carpet fiber on the tape around one of the grenades, so they get another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, and compare the fibers to the one that was found with the grenade, and they determine it was not a match. Criminal counts 6, 7, 8, and 9 were allegedly found on a compact disc that they claim Mr. Brown carried with him through the deserts of Kuwait and Afghanistan for 17 years, and yet there isn't a scratch or a hint of discoloration on it. In August of 2022, there was a trace done on that CD to see when it was uploaded, and the evidence shows that Mr. Brown did not have the CD or the 2 grenades in his possession. They were planted by crooked agents working for a criminal state that has locked up and tortured scores of innocent men and women for a planned false flag event that they orchestrated with so many federal assets that they lost count. This criminal state is now threatening to go after everyone who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, no matter if they were in the Capitol or on Capitol grounds. While we are still somewhat free, let us support Jeremy Brown in his legal efforts so that he can free himself and continue to fight for American freedom. Greg Reese reporting.